An Iranian city prosecutor has announced an agreement between the city's judiciary, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the so-called morality police to form a special force to deal with women who refuse to comply with compulsory veils. Mohammad Mousavian, the city prosecutor of Isfahan, announced the agreement in a ceremony on Saturday. He said severe action will be taken against trade unions if they don't compel their employees to wear a hijab. They could be punished also for serving female customers who don't wear a hijab. Many women in Iran have publicly opposed the mandatory hijab since the death last September of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman who died while in the custody of the morality police. Amini had been detained for allegedly violating the hijab rule. Gas prices continued to rise around the United States this past week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The national average for a regular gas was $3.68 on Friday, up 2 cents from last week, according to AAA. But drivers were paying $4.12 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. In New Jersey, the average price for a gallon of regular jumped 8 cents in a week to $3.52. Again, drivers were paying $4.08 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. Oil prices fell this week amid ongoing market concerns that future interest rate increases could tip the economy into a recession, a move analysts say will likely lead to reduced oil demand and prices in the near future. I'm Julie Walker.
Police are enforcing a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital after gunmen fired on people boarding a public minibus, wounding 7 people, including 3 children. The Jamaican Constabulatory Force gave no information Saturday on the conditions of the wounded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.